into your search engine the term Senator Rand Paul Levine confirmation. Here's the headlines that you'll get. And this is using DuckDuckGo. USA Today. Rachel Levine faces transphobia. This media oligarchy is a threat to the human race. If you have defense of the unnatural castration and mastectomizing of little boys and girls, you're not going to have a human race. There isn't going to be one. And we're worried about transphobia? And people wonder. People must wonder. Miniature, please, why do you keep this stupid crusade channel on? You're always whining about not being able to expand the listener base. You're always begging and crying for money because no one will listen. Do you honestly think any other media entity in the world that's organized 24/7 and is professional is going to provide the counterbalance to what the USA Today has as its headline? Well, if he is my coupon code, we hate transphobia, 10% off. Thanks, little Ben. Chicago Tribune. Senator Paul criticized for comments during hearing for Rachel Levine's confirmation. Criticized because he quoted medical fact. Not fantasy, not hyperbole, not pie in the sky. Ooh, we just changed your gender. Oh, it's so painless. This from Yahoo News. Senator Rand Paul grills transgender health and human services nominee Rachel Levine. Grills? That monster, that chimera, needs more than a grilling. Prison comes to mind. Munchausen by proxy, advocating publicly the mutilation, physical and mental, and ultimate sterilization of children. And then, of course, we are talking about the Biden regime and the cult of death here. Again, what is a good day for the cult of death and the Biden regime and all its acolytes? What's a good day? Less human beings on the planet. What's one way you could bring that about? Sterilize a bunch of people that are currently sterile or are fertile?
Have them so mutilated they're unattractive to anyone to procreate. I want to also note that it kind of slipped through the cracks there in Mr. and Dr. Rand Paul's statement. He made the statement that over 80% of these kids that experience gender dysphoria, if they're left without people telling them, yeah, you should be a boy, even if you're a girl,
right,
they go back to their normal biological sex.
80%. Play digital media file number one. You're going like, come on, King Dad. Miniature, please. You're being hard on Dr. Levine. She's just trying to make a bad thing the way the better. No, she's not. No, he's not. I'm going to catch myself. No, it's not. It's in with the cult of death. It has rejected God's order. And it has now risen to a point of power. I warned you people, but I told you. We told you here and have been telling you for 6 years now. The demons are ascendant. They come for the children. They won't take no for an answer. So for the few children that escape contraception and then abortion and actually make it out into the world that have horribly misguided, ill-formed dumbasses for parents, this is what you get. Oh, you want to transition? Okay. Can I help? Oh, you want to lop your breasts off? Sure, I'll drive you to the clinic. This used to be called, there was a term for this. I can't remember the woman that they, what was her name? She was a case study in this. They call it Munchausen. She might have been there. Maybe her name was Munchausen. Munchausen by proxy. What does that mean? You, in your mind, hate humanity. You hate humans. You or your husband or whatever. I think it's your husband. Kind of like an Oedipus complex in reverse. And you take out your hatred for your husband or another child on one of the other children by physically and mentally, but mostly physically abusing them. Here is Dick Levine talking about the wonders of mutilating 8-year-old children chemically and physically. Listen.
But for prepubertal children, you know, they might present in different ways. They might present in the
pre-pubertal
in school in the gender they were identified were at birth, or they might present as the other gender. They might be more gender fluid. But you kind of let the child kind of with counseling and with the family kind of determine how they present. So the protocol developed in the Netherlands has two phases. The first phase at the young adolescent age is to give what are called a pubertal blocker, to give a medicine to block the progression of puberty so you don't go through the wrong puberty. And then somewhere between 14 and 16 years of age to start slowly cross-gender hormones. So you block puberty and then you can, at the appropriate time, send them through the puberty consistent with their gender identity. And then there are follow-up protocols. Most surgical treatment would be done at around 18. There are some procedures that might be done earlier than 18. And there are some exceptions. Now, this is a great protocol.
Oh, it's a great protocol!
Does that make sense?
No, okay. It doesn't. It does not make sense.
8-year-olds, dude.
8-year-olds. But here we are, again. It doesn't even do any good to warn anyone any longer because it's just taking all the sport out of it. I'm convinced that you can tell what's going to happen to this sick, twisted, fallen world in which we live by having simple, Aristotelian, St. Thomas, Thomistic understanding of the relationship of reality to theology. We used to call it philosophy. This is not hard to figure out. You can see where these clowns are going to go with this. So what do you think they're going to do next? Once Levine is confirmed by a party line vote, what do you think they're going to do next? You're going to have a tranny mammy counselor in every government-run school in the United States ready to dispense drugs and advice to
8-year-olds, dude.
8-year-olds. So that speech that you heard Dick Levine giving was given to Franklin Moore College. Franklin Marshall. You're going to have, instead of guidance counselors, you're going to have tranny counselors. People may laugh and yuck it up and go like, oh, come on, miniature, please. You don't really believe that. You better believe. Do I believe it? What are my ears telling me? (844) 527-8723, 844-5-CRUSADE. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends, us, the Founders Trading Post. We got new bookmarks coming for all of your reading and bookmarking enjoyment. Check out the brand new. Now, you can get the very inexpensive variety, or you can get the deluxe variety that has this the tassel cord. It's called our Saints and Sages series of bookmarks. So instead of sticking a napkin or a business card or a discarded plastic bag in your book, come on, man. Get with the program. Do it with style. And go to mikechurch.com/shop and check out the brand new St. Therese of Lisieux, G.K. Chesterton, the Chester Belloc, and the St. Thomas Aquinas bookmarks. By the by, when I designed those, I didn't just go and pick the image everyone knows of each one of those saints or sages. Anyone could do that. I went searching for the rare image or painting. Like the one for St. Thomas, that one's been squirreled away in a little museum in Spain. Hardly anyone knows that exists, but I found it. The Chesterton one is one of the rare colorized versions of a photo of Chesterton. And then the St. Teresa of Lisieux, you've seen similar photos, a miniature plate. I've seen that one. You haven't seen the one with her holding the Holy Face. Now, some of you have because you have devotions to the Holy Face. But that's not a popular picture. Again, people like him pictures of St. Therese. So check those brand new bookmarks out. And, of course, you're going to need the books. And, boy, do we have books autographed by the author from our own Founding Father Films collection, Life of Washington, Patrick Henry, American Statesman, Is Davis a Traitor, and much, much more, to any selection from Tan or Ignatius books, including all of Joseph Pierce's books. We got them all. You name the Joseph Pierce book, we have it autographed by Joseph Pierce and much, much more. Books by Cary Grant and Paul Kingors, The Devil and Karl Marx, and much more. Please, one of the ways you support the Crusade Channel is by shopping in our founders' trading post. And while you're there, why not stock up on Abbey Roast and our very own roasted just for us Crusade Channel Cappuccino Dark Roast in whole bean or in ground coffee. Our gourmet coffees are some of the best in the world. You're going to buy coffee anyway. Why not shop with us? Shop today, all weekend long, at Mike Church and every day of the week. And if there's a product you want us to carry, and you're like, hey, King Dude, you'd sell a lot of these if you carried it. Send it to me. There's not one time I ever turned anyone down and said, get away, you idiot. I'm not carrying that. I love to get at your suggestions. Saves me from the heartache of trying and then buying the wrong thing and having to eat it myself. Like our rubs, though. Our rubs fly out of the store. By the by, the Beast and Bud rub, that is just taking on a life of its own. I'm hearing from people that I never talked to before going like, somehow they got a bag of it and they're going like, this is the best pork rub I ever thought my hands on. All at mikechurch.com/shop. Thank you very much for shopping in advance. Our Crusader Stadium chat room is alive and hopping today. Don't forget all the rosaries. That's right, Little Bayou Rosary. Also, we carry all of Maggie's original rosary and chaplet designs at mikechurch.com/shop. Okay, I promised this earlier, so I want to get into it. I want to talk about the situation that we're currently in. But I don't just want to whine and carp and complain about it. I actually want to do what we try and do here on the Crusade Channel, which is why you should join today. I should have 100 signups today. It's free. Don't cost nothing. CrusadeChannel.com/go. What are we going to do about all this madness? Well, the first thing we ought to do is educate ourselves and maybe go back in time, hop in the Wayback Machine and see what were the actual circumstances that led the men we call Founding Fathers to go like, that's it, we gong. This took almost 10 years. In 1766, the first of the intolerable acts came to the colonies. Patrick Henry was then a 24-year-old attorney that no one knew and was in the House of Burgesses for his first day. So the first day Henry is there, they introduce one of the intolerable acts or stamp acts, and Henry not just gets up extemporaneously and inveighs against it and then hatches this plan. And the all the other men that are in the House of Burgesses are going like, what? Milka, what? Who's this? Who's this young whippersnapper? And the rest, as they say, is history. What did Henry say on that day? You remember the speech ends with someone in the back of the room going, treason, treason. And what does Henry say? Charles the First had his, Julius Caesar had his Brutus. Charles the First had his Cranmer. If this be treason, make the most of it. What drove the founders? I want you people to understand this and why our cause to separate from this evil is just.